She looked just like a train wreck. Could have been avoided in a third world country. A long stretch of farmland where the water sand run high. From the topsoil down the river so that next year there'd be no crops. She was as desperate as a salesman and a company that's folding, but they haven't told the staff yet. They're bankrupt and backordered, and they're funding the pensions to the CEO's back pockets, so in 1 week they'll have nothing. I miss you, girl. I hope you're fine. Good luck, love. Oh, goodbye. Goodbye. Central casting, always played the sweet young orphan or the girl with a heart of gold. But she got her sad card pulled, turns tricks down Uncle Wendy. She tells herself it's research for the next greatest role. I miss you, girl. I hope you're fine. Good luck. Calls you up just to hear you say she's fine, then she's gone away. And you know there's only one more time you hear about her. Well, it's life informing art, informing life again. Every stupid kid thinks they're the first in pain, first to rip themselves apart, first to try to live without heart. I miss you, girl. I hope you're fine. Good luck, love. Oh, good luck, girl. Goodbye. Oh, goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you.
Apropos of nothing, do any of you know a woman named Catherine Miller who works for DNC?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, well, I tried to find her. I have her old phone numbers. Australia, because she went to Australia, she changed her phone number. And her old phone number, if you call her phone number now, it says that phone number has been disconnected. It gives you a new phone number. You call that, leave a message, and a guy calls back and says, hi, did Catherine Miller move or something and not tell any of her friends? Because I get about 8 calls a day for her. What's more, I changed my number, and now they're forwarding the calls to me still. I am still getting numbers. So this poor guy has not only had Catherine's number after she moved once, but he changed his number, and now if you go to Catherine Miller's old number, it still sends you to the same guy. He's got this cursed attachment to Catherine. So when she gets back from Australia, she should call this guy and say hi. Because he's had to do a lot of work. He was very friendly about it, but he just honestly wanted to know if anyone could get in touch with her and give anyone who may have ever met her her current real number so he would stop getting calls. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. There you go.